Now, the rest of the story. The world was at war, and a young lieutenant named Manny was about as far from the action as a soldier could get. He was in the supply service. While his friends were out killing the enemy, Manny was in charge of collecting cheese and eggs. So feeling sidelined, he sent a letter to the commanding general of his division requesting transfer to somewhere, anywhere, exciting. That same month, Manny was transferred to the Air Corps. Well, he knew nothing about flying, so he was trained as an observer. In a two-seater aircraft, the observer was the fellow in the forward seat. As the situation demanded, he fired the machine gun or dropped the bombs or simply performed reconnaissance while the pilot flew the plane. During his first flight as an observer, Manny got lost. Directly over his own airfield. Yet how exhilarating was this wonderful new experience of being airborne. So next thing you know, Manny was beseeching his superiors to give him pilot training. It took him about twice as many air hours as most students before his frustrated instructor would allow him to solo. His first solo flight, he crash-landed. The plane was demolished. Somehow Manny survived. Eventually, he managed to land a plane in one piece, but that alone was insufficient to earn Manny his wings. Then one day, he passed his Air Corps examination. Barely. The examining officer told him, "You're a pilot now, Lieutenant, but only by definition." Implicit was the hope that Manny would try to kill at least one or two of the enemy before he killed himself. Well, after a while, his superior got up the nerve to assign him a solo fighter plane, and in a fortnight, the fledgling flyer had downed two armed aircraft. Regrettably, Manny was flying them at the time. So high command declared enough was enough. Obviously, the young lieutenant was inept as a fighter pilot. Thenceforth, he would be restricted to bombing missions. That restriction lasted more than a year. Plenty of time to reflect on how ill-suited was he to the sky, getting lost over his own airfield, wrecking some of the Air Corps' finest aircraft. But Manny refused to give up. And, yes, he convinced the Corps to give him another chance as a fighter pilot. Even after Manny managed to shoot down his first enemy plane in solo combat, he became so excited that he almost crashed himself. Manny's mother had once said that her son would try anything, although his skill was rarely a match for his courage. But one day, as an aviator, his skill caught up. He was only a supply service lieutenant in search of a little excitement, as an airman least likely to succeed, surely among the slowest learners in aviation history. But he did learn, this fellow named Manny, Manfred von Richthofen, who as the First World War's greatest flying ace became known and feared as the Red Baron. Only now you know the rest of the story.